What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner, Fluff Tube Edition. I'm talking to Juanito. Juanito, hey, Juan.
Hey.
Okay, I know you're about to catch a flight. You're all over the place. You're going, I mean, you're all over the world, literally. Antarctica, Japan. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah, wait till you see the next 10 places. All right. Well, anyway.
Well,
let me just tell you, Nino, we only have a moment, and we'll do this for YouTube. So I don't need to get into the minutia, but most of it we've already talked about in other shows, including these last two. Here's the deal. Everybody in this audience, I've said it enough times. There's all this drama coming, and now you're seeing the reality playing out
One
right
second,
before your
one
eyes.
second,
Go ahead.
one. I just want to give you credit. You deserve credit, and you're going to hear it from me. You've been over the target multiple times, and I got to tell you, nobody I've had as a guest on has called it with such accuracy, pinpoint accuracy, as the way you have. You called the gut punch, which was the Trump arrest, and now you've called the Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0, and we're in it right now. It sure does look like it to me. So I just want to give you props on that, man. And you got a lot of people out there that love you, and you may have your trolls, but you deserve to hear that you are really helping a lot of people with holding their hand through this. So I want to be the first to say thank you, and you're doing an amazing job as a patriot, Juanito.
Well, I mean, it's beautiful to say. It's a team effort. You know, I was with somebody who everybody in this audience would know the name of instantly, that does a lot of messages on behalf of 45 that you see out in X world. And, you know, we talked briefly on some of this. You know, there's a lot of people doing similar things, and each in a different lane. And, you know, they all need to really be appreciated and in our prayers too, because this is really now we're getting into the real tough areas. And by the way, there's real pushes from behind the scenes to find excuses to prosecute, to attack a lot of these people. We know of a specific group with real money that's been pushed in. It's from outside the country, with fake reporter news people that has been tasked to divide players within the Trump camp.
What do you mean?
We're
What do you
aware
mean?
of it. We know who they are.
Hold on. I'm not. Oh, I think you've told me about this. Are you talking about the? I don't even want to bring their names up, Juanito.
No. We do not want to say any names. There's actually more than one, but we know where that money's coming from. We know the people related to another intelligence agency.
Are they going to be doing the fake mock-up trials? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. This is completely different than that crowd. Okay. This is something else. This is a very serious effort to try to portray that somebody would be a better choice than Trump in this coming thing, and he needs to just step aside to protect
his
family.
Is it going to be for Robert?
No, I don't want to get into the details, because I don't let the other camp know just how much we actually do know and the inside angles on that. But
But hold on, Juanito. We've said this before, that at the convention, right? Since he's a convicted felon, they're going to try to replace him with someone else, right?
Well, yeah, there's an effort to have an alternative and portray that some people that are actually very strongly in Trump's camp would, in fact, be glad and willing to, betray. But
So hold on one second. This is important. So this is the next thing that's coming.
Well, it's one of the things that are coming, but I think we don't need to distract. I don't think they're going to succeed, because we are aware of it. And they're not going to get where they want to get to. That said,
could it be Mike Johnson? Could they be pushing Mike Johnson?
No. It's not. It's probably not what you guys have heard yet. That's why it's intended to spin people and get them all stressed out on stuff that it's not accurate or correct. So, but I've only got a minute, Nino. I've got to catch a flight momentarily. So here's the deal. With the attack going on right now, the G7, the side meeting with Zelensky, What they're going to do is they're taking $260 billion in Russian assets. They're going to use it as collateral. And then they're going to take any interest on that money while they have to wait for everybody to work together to take the money from the Russians and just seize the assets and distribute it. They're going to use the opportunity to take the interest on that money, give it to Zelensky. Ultimately, they want to give almost $300 billion, about $260 billion, to the Zelensky crowd. They've reactivated what they call the Unit 12, which is really the Azov Battalion, said that we couldn't give any of our American military stuff to the Azov Battalion, but now by renaming them, we're giving an American military asset, see, military crowd within the Ukrainian military. Do not believe for a second that Putin is not going to take and do something with this and come back at it. And his attack will be like for like. They're going to attack his dollars. He's going to attack our dollar.
And our dollar, just the petrodollar, just the contract is up. What on the? It was up on the 9th.
The petrodollars, and so they're going to go to a basket of currencies. Ultimately, on the far side of this, when 45 is back as 47, the dollar will be the best game in town, but it will be changed. In the interim, as I've told your audience, you need to think about stepping aside. A wise man sees trouble, gets out of the way. You got to think about how you get out of the way. It's individual, it's personal. We'll have to talk about that more. I've got to fly, Nino. I hope that helps, but this is a moment where everybody take a deep breath and consider your next actions, and don't be flat-footed as it happens. Over the next couple of months, there's a very high likelihood that your spending power is going to get damaged, 10, 20, 30% even. So don't wait and then be caught with everybody else. You have advanced knowledge, understanding, get in there and fight for your life. All right, bro, okay, I've got to fly.
You're saying gold and silver then, right? More.
Yep, yep. I believe that's the right route. Got to go, Bo. They're holding the door for me right now.
All right, Juanito, get on the plane. All right, thank you, Juan.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, you heard it there. I'm going to try to get more from Juanito, I guess, on ninoscorner.tv. So from what I understand, from what I'm gathering here, is that the Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0 is developing. It's happening. As you can see, it's happening now. And they're going to be seizing Russian assets, which is going to, you're just poking the bear further. You heard what Juan had to say. He also made very clear to me that we're coming into a financial storm in the next few months. Could they try to replace Mr. T? It looks like that's also something they're going to be trying to do, is replace Mr. T with someone else, which I said, what, five shows back? Some convention. Actually, Ivan Ranklin also said this. They're planning to do this. Paul Ryan, the whole crew, are going to say, you know what? Probably not a good idea to vote for a convicted felon and try to push someone else. So Juanito says they're on top of it. They see it coming. Boy, oh boy, are things about to get crazy, folks. Now, that's the shortest interview. You might want to mark this one down. That's the shortest interview I've ever had with Juanito in my life. I'm in disbelief. But it's all coming. It's all coming. And time to get ready, folks. Prepare. I also have some My Patriot Supply down below. Hit the link below. Get food. You can store on the shelf. You're going to need it. You know, I push a lot of Noble Gold. Use whatever gold user you want to use. Vendor, that's up to you. But, folks, we're coming into serious times right now. And we know they're going to try to do whatever they can to get Mr. T out of the picture. And I believe it's going to happen sometime coming into probably before debates or around conventions. So let's see what happens. I'll be bringing Juanito back on ninoscorner.tv probably tomorrow, and we'll dive into this a lot further. We'll go meat, and right now you got the bones. We're going meat and potatoes on the next one. So I'll get him in there. So, all right, folks, later. Thank you.